the FDA, and this is highly publicized everywhere. Oh, look at how stringent the FDA is. And you got conservative and libertarian press hectoring them over the fact that the FDA recalled 80,000 pounds of Costco butter because it didn't say if you're allergic to milk, this is going to be a problem. So they don't think that you understand that butter is made from milk. And everybody's looking at this and it's like, this bureaucracy, it's just out of control. And it is. It is. But I think they don't see the real agenda here. The real agenda is to tell everybody, look at how stringent the FDA is. When the FDA, as I've said many times, means that you are free to do anything if you pay the right people. And so they're going to make an example out of this, and they're going to strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. They're going to strain at a label that says that butter, that doesn't say that butter has milk in it. And they're going to allow this mRNA genetic code injection, this nanotech, this thing that is polluted with DNA garbage and all the rest of the stuff. They're going to allow that to continue to go and to be used everywhere. They're not going to do anything to pull back on this. And by any standard, even by purity standards, these jabs fail. But they don't care about that. And they're not going to, even though they put the black label on things like antibiotics, they don't tell you, right? The doctors don't tell you. The pharmacists don't tell you. You want to talk about a black label? What does that mean, even? Oh, but we're going to throw away 40 tons of butter because you didn't say it may contain milk. I guess they figure that people are so stupid not to know what's in the vaccines, and they won't even know that whether it's milk or butter in this stuff. The butter listed cream as an ingredient, so you shouldn't think that you wouldn't know that butter and cream come from milk, right? It also comes from cows who could have bird flu, you know. Costco had to waste 40 tons of perfectly good butter because shoppers apparently didn't know that butter contains milk, according to the FDA. These guys are on it. You see how the FDA is guarding your health? See how the media is guarding the FDA's health? The FDA classified the recall as a class 2, meaning that the labeling error is, quote, a situation in which the use of or exposure to a violative product may cause temporary or medically reversible adverse health consequences, or where the probability of serious adverse health consequence is remote. So I would assume that maybe a class 1 would be something like the mRNA Trump shots, where it's not temporary, it's not medically reversible, and the probability of serious adverse health effects are not remote, but imminent. So they're not going to warn you about the vaccines. But again, there's another aspect of this, right? I guess maybe in the defense of the FDA, they figured that since they let all kinds of things be labeled, falsely labeled, I'm thinking here of honey, right? Most of the honey that is out there is not real honey. And they let it be labeled as real honey anyway. So I guess they figure, well, you know, butter, it, you know, under the rules that the FDA operates, you know, butter may not have any milk in it. Maybe it's just ground up bugs or something, you know. I mean, it's that's the world in which they're trying to get us to live in. And so I thought, you know, it's kind of interesting. How do you tell pure honey from adulterated honey? And I found this little video that I thought was really pretty good about this. And it's got four different ways that you can do a honey purity test. First one, you can see, does it dissolve? And so you can put some pure honey. And they got these two things side by side if you're listening to this. So what they do is they put some water in and then they pour the honey in. And if it dissolves, it's adulterated. Then they do a flame test. They take a little napkin and they wad it up and they stick it in the honey. So you got honey on the tip of the napkin. And then you try to light it. And the pure honey will burn. but the other one will not if it's adulterated. Third one is the blotting test. And so you pour some of this into a paper napkin, and you fold it over, and look at how it blots. And you see the other one is very watery. It looks like water. The honey looks like honey. and then the final one is kind of a viscosity test. Just take a little bit of it, put it on your fingernail there, your thumbnail, and the adulterated honey will run. The pure honey doesn't. So these are several different ways that you can test it because, you know, the FDA is not going to test it. Interesting that the use of the word adulterated, you know, I think maybe what they need to do for honey is they need to say this is adult food. People will go for it. You know, just like it's an adult movie, right? That's what it means. It means it's an adulterated movie. It's got an adulterated, impure version of sex that ruins the stuff, right? And so, you know, just, but just, that's the genius of it, right? You just call it, well, it's not a, we're not going to call it adulterated. We'll call it adult. So if they're going to adulterate the honey, just call it adult honey. And everybody will be lined up. You'll probably even have Shumley Boutiche, as I have his daughter, selling it. This kind of stringent labeling seems less necessary for products that clearly contain a specific allergen. If a jar of peanut butter, for example, neglects to add that it has peanuts, should that all be destroyed by the FDA? But that also begs a question about our FDA. And the question is, why do we have so many allergies anymore, right? That was another thing I started to see explode with the peers of our sons. Started to see this explosion in allergies. Could that have anything to do with the vaccine schedule? I wonder. And yet, you know, when we talk about, and people take it and should take it seriously. I mean, these allergies are very serious. You can go into shock. But there's a lot of people who go into shock because of polyethylene glycol that they were wrapping this nanotech garbage in the vaccines in. And Children's Health Defense saw that. I think it was Dr. Brian Hooker who's there. He said, wait a minute. He said, a lot of people have go into anaphylactic shock if you've got PEG. And so he contacted the FDA, and they said, well, we don't care. Contact Pfizer. They will destroy 80,000 pounds of butter because it doesn't say it's got milk, and people might have a milk allergy. They will come after something if it contains peanuts and it's not labeled. But they will let people put PEG into the vaccines, and they don't care. And you inject that. You don't ingest that, right? It's a lot more potent if you put something in your veins than if you take it orally. That's one of the other arguments against all vaccines, against all vaccines. And so they don't really care about anaphylactic shock when it comes from polyethylene glycol, when something is pegylated. They allow that to happen, and they didn't do anything about it. And lo and behold, we did have a lot of people who got anaphylactic shock after they took the vaccines.
The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.